We have a Friday night girls' night sponsored this evening. It's a movie that you're going to want to see this weekend. It's titled Forever My Girl. My kids and I, my family and I had a sneak peek last week. It's opening in theaters tonight. It's a wonderful story about love, about overcoming bad choices, about being redeemed. It's called Forever My Girl. It's in theaters this weekend. We loved it. It's got a great soundtrack attached to Forever My Girl.
Hello, hey Delilah.
Is this Alex?
This is Alex, yeah.
Hi, Alex. I have a confession to make. It's confession session. We do this on my radio show, Confession Session. I got a preview copy of your movie, and I watched it with my teenage daughters.
Right. So you broke the rules is what you did.
Well, no, what I did is I created monsters because they're now like, oh my God, Mom. Oh my God, Mom, can you get that guy on the radio, please? Oh, please, oh, please, oh, please, oh, please. Can you talk to him on the radio, please?
Oh, amazing. That's what their names. Should we give them a shout out?
You should. You should give a shout out to Blessing, to Bridget, to Angel, to my niece, Sharissa, Cece. Yeah.
So you've really created a few fans for me there. I really appreciate that.
You are absolutely adorable. I just, my little heart went pitter-pat as I watched the movie. And what is the name of the little girl, the actress that played your daughter in the movie?
Her name is Abby Ryder Fortison, and she's incredible. She's so funny, and she's so smart. You know, when you find a kid that's like, she's 8 years old, but she's like, I feel like she's smarter than me, and I feel like I can't let her know.
And the energy between the two of you was darling. I believed it. I mean, I believed that the relationship, the way that it just developed naturally, it was very well done, very believable. So kudos to both of you.
Thank you. Yeah, I was very lucky that she was down to improvise. And I was kind of figuring out how I'd never worked with a child actor before. So as Liam was kind of figuring out how to kind of be a father of some sort, I was trying to figure out how to act with Abby. So it was kind of this, I think it made the chemistry good on the screen because I was trying to figure it out as I was going up.
So is it true you did not sing before this movie? Because I thought when I saw it, okay, this is just a really cute, young, hot country singer, and they are, you know, using this movie to get how good he is out there. And then I'm like, no, he's not even from the South. He's not even Southern. He's British.
I'd never really sung in public before, to be honest. This was the first audition I'd ever gone to where I was actually singing. I was kind of a little bit of a closeted singer.
Not anymore. We broke that closet door down.
But yeah, I was really lucky that I got to work with this guy called Brett Boyette, who's been in the country scene for quite a while, and he really showed me who to listen to. I was listening to some Dierks Bentley and some Brett Eldridge, and I listened to a little bit of Chris Stapleton, but realized that I definitely couldn't sing like Chris Stapleton. Kind of focused more on other types. But I had to work really hard to try and sound like I could actually sing country. I wish I could tell you that it just like came really easily to me.
But it didn't. It was hard work.
It was hard work, yeah.
And the little girl, was it hard work for her as well? Was that really her voice when you two were doing the duet?
Yeah, that was really her voice. She learned how to play the banjo. Her voice is just incredibly cute too. We had a couple of practice sessions together, and she was great on stage. She wasn't like crazy nervous or anything, but yeah, it was a good bonding experience for us to learn the song together.
Well, you nailed it. It was darling. Loved the movie. Cute story. Sweet romance. Wonderful to see the evolution of your character from kind of a jerk.
Yeah, I feel like it's we've had a lot of screenings and stuff around the country, and like families have been going to see it, and they're coming out with kids from with various ages, from like teenagers to like 5-6 years old, and they've enjoyed it all for different reasons. They're like singing along to the songs and stuff, and then you've got like couples that are going to see it and they've had a great date night, and then you've got friends that are going, and like hordes of friends going to see it. And yeah, it's just, it's cool to make a movie that like seems to have quite a wide reach, you know, that a lot of people seem to be enjoying for different reasons.
Well, we have all age groups, my 9-year-old, my teenagers, my young adults, and me, who's kind of out of all of those categories. And we all loved it. It's darling. Just very, very sweet. Like you said, really good family movie. Would be a fun date. But I was just really impressed when I found out that this that you weren't a music artist that they were just giving a movie to, that you're an actor that learned how to sing and play like that. I was very impressed.
Yeah, that means a lot. Your opinion on that means a lot, so I appreciate that.
My dad was in a country band. My dad was the lead guitarist and singer in a country band my whole life growing up. And we're talking old school country, you know, like Buck Owens and the Buckaroos and like
right.
I Walk the Line, that kind of country. Wow. So, you know, I grew up on it. That was the first genre I heard. And I'm very impressed with you, young man. I can't wait to see what you do next.
Thank you so much. That means a lot coming from you.
Alex, thank you so much for taking time to talk to us on The Delilah Show. Good luck with Forever, My Girl.
Thank you very much.
This is the perfect movie to slip out to with your best friends, your girlfriends. It's opening in theaters tonight. It's got a great soundtrack attached to Forever, My Girl. You're listening to Delilah.
Slow down and love someone with Delilah.